When I would I left the school, I started to work. I worked in blacks, and then my feet took bad by wearing dirty water boots all day, and it just wasn't a place for me. So the time the soldiers was getting demobbed, or the home guard, you're talking about my young days, they had the home guard and they had ARP. Oh, my dad and his team during the war, and then he had served his purpose. But I mean, the air raids in Belfast, and the Morales called it.
When you left the factory, you said...
I went to work to Robert Muggle Boys.
What was that there?
That was in the egg business in Belly Heft.
Well, just what about this Belly Heft for a month?
No, Belly Heft would be halfway between Grave and Newton. Well, in fact, a bit of their building still there.
Is that on the
right-hand
side, the shore side?
It's on the shore side. She barring Robert McAvoy, and they run it. Mindy, it was a hypo activity.
You see, when I come up to work here at first, we used to call that, when the buy on the bus spoke, used to say that was the egg factory.
The egg, the name was the egg packing station. It was a hypo activity. My twin sister and myself, we packed eggs, we tested eggs, and
somebody would run the countryside and collected them, like?
Oh, my, Robert Muckleboy and Frank Ayler would have been the two lorry drivers.
Right.
But we run the country collecting eggs, and we supplied the shops and shipped eggs to Glasgow and London. When I think back to 1948, the three put not be egg packing station was ever between 600 and 700 cases of eggs a week. There were 30 dozen eggs in a box, in a case. It was what you called conlon eggs. You had two eggs in each hand, and you put your hand up, looked at it, saw the air cell is right, and the shilazi and the yolk and everything was in the right place.
The shilazi. What's that?
The white was called the olibum.
Right.
It was a white bit between the egg and the egg shell.
Yes.
That really kept the egg there.
The
shilazi was a bit of a thing. It was like a worm down at the bottom. But that kept the egg in place.
Right.
Or the yolk in place.
Never heard that one.
Boy, you're learning something today. You're learning something about the egg business. When an egg was laid, there's what you call the air cell, but when the egg was laid, there was no air cell.
Right.
And then, as the years went on, the air cell would appear. It was about the size of a thrumpney bit.
Yes.
And it was a good, fresh egg. Looking back at 1948, Belly Heft, as I say, was a hive activity. But we shipped eggs to Glasgow and to London, and then we did all the shops in Newton and Bangor. There was big time at a bit Belly Heft. I mean, them had an egg cleaning demonstration. They brought a
egg cleaning.
The eggs was going to have to be dry cleaned, and the farmer had to write a certificate that they were dry cleaned for money time. But they wrote a certificate and they had to sign it. But they had a cleaning demonstration. It was like a buff, and they held the egg up to this buff, and it would have took the hen's droppings off. And
the dirt off.
They said that if you rest the egg, so that up in the pours and let the air. And the egg, and I can never understand to this day why there's places in fridges for eggs, where an egg should never be kept in a fridge.
Oh, right.
An egg should be kept in the temperature of the average room, 53 to 55 degrees, and it should keep for 6 weeks.
Is that long the
fridge they would
keep for?
It should day for... I was sent to courses at Lochry College, and that's where I got to know it.
So then you just stayed in...
I was indoors, and then there was a buddy, Ronnie Buchanan, he worked in it. But then I was put on the lorry along with Robert, and going around the farms and buying pullets and... looking at the
corn. I suppose you were like a sort of a newspaper when you arrived in the farmyard.
You
carried the information for
you. You put it that way. And certainly when you were there, Laurie, you met the folk, and I took an interest in the folk, and the folk would have took an interest in me, really, for I suppose I was a bridging sort of creator, and would have done things for them, you know, and that sort of thing. And I did enjoy my time going through the country and that not our glory, mind you. As I say, you did really see the four seasons at their best.
At their worst half time,
maybe more worst than best.
Sure. Well, you must have run across the odd character, a man
like that. I did run among different characters, and in fact characters a bit graver, you know. There was Lenny McKee. Lenny McKee was a sort of a nimble leader, a cripple. He had very short legs, and boys coming up out of the school, but he went in and he just laid his cell.
Yeah.
And they would put him onto his back, but queer, you know. But he was just like an old sheep on his back he's just going to get back up to somebody, yelled and scratched to somebody, would hear him and got him right at
again.
But, you know, they just talking to Billy Walter and Kirkcobin or wherever there was a circus and that on. In fact, there was in time, the boys of Graeber took him down to Kirkcobin to the circus.
Yes.
And I had to push him in this contraption or cart. I think the Montgomerys had got it made for him.
Yes.
And he had a big journey needle with him. And he was going to give the elephant a bit of a jag.
It was not.
he said that the elephants didn't forget. He said the elephant wouldn't forget him either. He's going to get him this jag. And then Joe McKay, he was talking along the shore again, then they fell out. I didn't know what the row was about, but McKay says to McKay, he says, you're just a big long-legged lubin. Jock says, Lenny, you know what you are? You're just like a jack in the box if you'd a spring at your backside. And he says, I'm going to punish you. And he said, Jock just took him in at the sleigh bushes and took him as far out in the tide as he could get and come back out, and Jock sat in the shore wall whistling away. And there the tide started to come in, and the yells of Lenny was something shocking. But I think he got up his legs a bit. I didn't know if he had feet or no, but no. He got a taste of water about him anyway.